Hi, everyone. Welcome again to Radio English on Sunday. This is Bruce.
And this is Peter.
Today we finish our book. Unit 38 is the last lesson in your book, and you can find it on page 323. Here we call the name of this last lesson, Learning How to Apologize.
We did so intentionally, just because over the past few months, you know, we've been making a lot of mistakes. We didn't do our best to teach, and so this is the right moment for us to, not we don't have to learn, actually, to apologize immediately, you know, for what, you know, those little bad things we have done. I'm sorry for that.
I'm sorry, too. We did try our best during this book to give you an informative and lively program, and we hope we did. Those of you who disagree, we have to say we're sorry. But we did try our best, and hopefully we'll have a chance to be with you again.
Well, I have to confess, actually, if you had done the program all by yourself, you could have done a lot better.
Oh, nonsense.
Because of me.
Nonsense. Here he's being much too modest, as usual, something I find very hard to do. But I know how to apologize, and we're going to teach you how to apologize today, too. Please join us if you just joined our program on page 323. Let's get busy with our material. What are the hardest words to pronounce in English? It seems that I'm sorry are the two most difficult words for most people to say. Perhaps this difficulty lies in the so-called losing of face. When a person apologizes, he lowers himself before another. Yet, no one is perfect. Everyone makes mistakes. After making a mistake, people should apologize to set things straight with others. Actually, we start with a kind of joke here. What are the two most difficult words for most people to say or pronounce? Actually, it would seem that we are looking for very difficult words. However, it seems that most people have a lot of trouble saying, I'm sorry, 对不起. Depending on what language you speak, those two words or three words or more, depending on your language, are often very hard to say. Maybe it's because people don't like to lose face or because it's an embarrassing or difficult situation. However, we must remember, everyone makes mistakes. Even me. Yeah, I remember the last mistake I made. It was 1971. I think it was in August.
Yeah, Bruce, 你在开玩笑，这个人很少犯错的，哇！那我们开玩笑，犯错人之常情。所以英文有一句话呢， to err is human, but to forgive, divine. 那么这个呢，那个 err 或者是 err 两个发音都可以，它是这样拼的。
err， 它的名词是 error， error。
那你念 err 还是念 err？
Myself， I say err。
所以 to err is human， 犯错是人之常情。但是呢， to forgive 能够宽恕别人呢，后头那个 is 省略掉。 to forgive 直接那个 is 省略掉，放形容词 divine， 这算是一个神圣的啊。 就是能够宽恕别人，这非常了不起。 Divine 这个字是这样拼的，
D-I-V-I-N-E， Divine。
好，我们就这样说。 Apologize 特别要记住它的用法。 I'll have to apologize you， 这不对的。 I'll have to apologize to you for the mistake I've just made。 我要向你道歉，因为我刚才犯的错啊，我要向你道歉。所以这句话是这样说。 I apologize to you for the mistake I've just made.
Now let's go ahead and we finish on the next page. Two phrases in English often confuse non-native users of this language. These phrases are, I'm sorry, and excuse me. The latter is used to ask for information, as in, excuse me, but do you have the time? Or, excuse me, can you tell me whether there is a post office near here? excuse me, is also used when it is necessary to disturb others, as when one person interrupts two others speaking. Excuse me for interrupting, but I have to leave now. Another example of the proper usage of this phrase is when, as a stranger, you want to point something out of benefit to someone, as in, excuse me, I believe you dropped something out of your wallet. Another common instance of using excuse me is in crowded elevators, stores, or lines when a person needs to get through or get out. Excuse me, this is my floor, is a very handy phrase to learn when in crowded elevators. In all these cases, pardon me may also be used. However, it is more often used in British than in American English. Whoa, we really give you a very good description of when to use excuse me or pardon me. Remember, pardon me is more often used in British English than in American English. So to review here quickly, when you need to ask for information, you're not doing anything wrong, so don't say, I'm sorry. Just say, excuse me. Or if you have to interrupt people who are talking, or maybe someone is writing or typing, but you need to ask a question or tell them something, there's another good time to use excuse me. Or if you live in a busy, crowded city, and you need to get by people, get around people, go through people, here you can also say, excuse me.
对不起，请让我一下，我要过去一下。我们就直接讲 excuse me。
借过。
借过，好。但是呢，我们也有另外一个说法。我们在上课的时候，突然间，哦，我跟人家同学或朋友聊天，哇，很尿急的时候，那这个时候呢，我们 you don't have to say, well, my bladder is going to explode, 要爆炸。You don't have to
say that. Please don't.
就直接说一句话 ,excuse me, 就直接就到厕所去了。
对对对。
这都是很棒。这个我要告退一下 ,excuse me, 啊，这样用法。所以这相当不错。但什么时候当用 I'm sorry 呢？当然我们待会就可以看到了，在这儿就先不说。然而这里有一个很好的一个用法 ,323 页啊。那么倒数第三行有个黑体字啊，那么叫做 handy 啊，这个 handy 在中文翻成很方便的，可以随时用得到的，我们说 that's a very handy expression, 你随时可以用得到的。但有一个很重要的用法叫 to come in handy, come in handy 就随时可以用得到，我们讲说，哎， you better carry an umbrella with you, it may come in handy,那是随时会用得到啊，带雨伞呢、啊。比如说，你看到的，云老远那个大大的一个胖胖的一个人来，你看，哇，那是 Peter, 是一个坏蛋。那个雨伞随时可以用得到。
对的。Okay, let's go to the. We are on the next page, actually, the first big paragraph here. When is "I'm sorry" used for more serious incidents? Stepping on someone's toes on a crowded bus.Though not intentional, should elicit an immediate, I'm sorry. Bumping into someone, even on a crowded street, where it is difficult not to also, calls for, I'm sorry. Careless or late work in school or in the office requires our apology to teachers, colleagues, or employers. Being late for meetings or dates needs both an apology,and often either a reason for the tardiness or an explanation of what course of action will be taken to eliminate any future possibility of recurrence. No one likes to be wronged, intentionally or otherwise. Saying, I'm sorry, can go a long way towards rectifying an awkward situation. On page 323, we took a close look at excuse me and its uses.Now we're introducing to you when to use I'm sorry. Well, there are really two instances, but both of them are when more serious incidents occur. The first condition is unintentional. You don't mean to do something to somebody which bothers them, annoys them, or even hurts them, but you do. Still, we should say in English, I'm sorry. we bump into somebody. You don't mean to do that, or you step on their toes, and so on. In these cases, we still should say, I'm sorry, even though we didn't mean to do so. Sometimes it's really our fault. We should never be late. Sometimes we're a little lazy, we get started late in the morning, and we end up late to work or to school. Here we should also say, I'm sorry. That is to say, it was my fault. In these cases, just saying, I'm sorry, at least has people think, well, he's polite. Now, what else do you want to say to us? Usually we give a reason why we were late. The traffic. I woke up late. I didn't feel well, and so on. We give some kind of reason for our tardiness. And it's also good in English to give a guarantee of sorts that, well, I'll leave earlier the next time. I won't be late again. Or, I won't be so lazy the next time. This work or these classes are important to me, and I will try my best not to be late in the future.
这边的 tardiness 当然就等于指的是 being late 迟到的意思。He was punished for tardiness. 他因为迟到而被呢这个处罚 or you can simply say he was punished by for being late 这样用法。另外注意到第三行啊第一个字 intentional 就是故意的不是故意的无意的叫 unintentional, 前面加个 un 讲下来。但注意到它的副词 intentionally, he hit me intentionally, 他故意打我 or he hit me on purpose, 但是 on purpose 也就是故意的或者是 he hit me purposely, purpose 这个字加 ly 就可以当一个副词用或者是 he hit me 用一个 d 开头的 deliberately,那个是一个很好的字 deliberately 这个字比较长了一点所以不大个我们拼命看
You should apologize for giving me all these long words deliberately
对我要先说 I'm sorry 那我就不能讲 excuse me 对不对
对对对对 deliberately D-E-L-I-B-E-R-A-T-E-L-Y Woo. D-E-L-I-B-E-R-A-T-E-L-Y. He did that deliberately.
不错。但最后呢就倒数第二行以及倒数第一行有一个很好的用法 to go a long way towards, 那么就是对什么什么大有帮助也就是 to be of great help to 的用法。那么我们 to be of great help to 是对什么什么有很大的帮助。我们用 to go a long way towards 来找个例子好了。
Knowing even a little English can go a long way towards making international travel easier.
对，即使你懂英文懂一点，都可以对呢我们的旅游啊会大有帮助，使得我们旅游呢轻松很多。再来一遍。
Even knowing a little English can go a long way towards making international travel easier. Now let's continue and find out.Another condition under which I'm sorry should be used. Even more importantly, saying I'm sorry is necessary when intentional harm has been done. The borrowing of an item without first informing the owner, who later discovers the theft, can be quite embarrassing. A simple but sincere I'm sorry might repair the damage done.Careless comments or insults which offend others may be ameliorated with that simple phrase, though sincerity in voice and gesture make all the difference. Similarly, young lovers, often exasperated in unrequited love, may purposefully hurt each other, only later to profoundly regret what they had done. At these times, a heartfelt, I'm sorry,may redress the pain of the one inflicted by love's arrows. Even better, please forgive me may be used, as it is considered a stronger expression of remorse. In the previous paragraph, we looked at when to use I'm sorry, and we found out in life there are situations when we don't mean to cause trouble or harm to others, but we do, then we should use I'm sorry. Well, even more importantly, when we do hurt others on purpose, or as Peter just taught us, deliberately, here we need to say, I'm sorry, or, even stronger, please forgive me.
不过在这一段呢,是倒数第五行中间, 我们刚刚讲的是purposely, 这边用的是purposefully, 是一样的意思, 所以purposely, 直接用purpose加ly, 或者是purposeful, 再加个ly, 都是代表故意的, 这是我们先说这个字。 接着我们要注意到的是前面数过来, 也就是这一段第五行, 倒数第二个字, comments, 这边呢, 我们可以知道它可以做名词, 但也可以做动词用, 不管是名词或动词, 都是以on并用, to comment on something, or to make comments on something. Comment 是个可数的名词, 所以跟动词make并用, 没有冠词的时候, comment后头要用复数的, he refused. Now, when asked whether he would do it, or whether he would run for that position, 被问到他是不是要竞选那个职位的时候呢, he refused to make comments. 他就拒绝做任何的评论, 在报纸的新闻呢, 但有时候呢, 我们常可以看到这样的用法, to refuse to make comments on something, 或是 to refuse to comment on something, 这是很好的一个用法。
Well, let's finish up with our concluding paragraph. Learning to apologize in another language does not excuse speakers from practicing the same good manners in their mother tongue. So many people lament the coldness of modern society. Human relationships have been worn thin from constant urban pressures. Part of this problem seems to be that people no longer use such simple words as please, thank you, and I'm sorry. They cost nothing, but can bring a wealth of pleasure or relief to those who hear them. They require little effort, yet these few syllables can enliven someone else's day. So, why not use them whenever possible? Learning to apologize in a foreign language does not excuse us from not using them in our own language. Every day, in order to make social intercourse easier and more friendly, by using such simple words as please, thank you, and I'm sorry, or please forgive me if necessary, can make other people feel a lot better. It can make us more welcome. It can make business or social transactions easier. They don't cost us anything, so why not use them and make everyone's life a little more pleasurable.
好, social transactions, 我们讲就是社交啦, 这个transactions是交易啊, 这个在这边就是指的是社交啊, 大家彼此的互动来往, transactions, 它是这样拼的,
T-R-A-N-S-A-C-T-I-O-N, 是科数的, 所以可以加S, T-R-A-N-S-A-C-T-I-O-N, I-O-N-S, transactions.
Yeah, trans就是越过的意思, action就是动作, 合在一起叫transactions, 但不念成transactions, 发z的音, 这个要特别记住, 然而在这里啊, 的确也有很好的一些用法, 像我们这一段最后一段的第一行, 最后头有一个字, excuse, excuse somebody, 或者用 from的用法, 这是很重要的用法, 我们说对不起, 我必须要回家一趟, 所以我要会议没办法参加了, 暂时告退, 那这句话的英文是这样说, will you excuse me from the meeting? I have to rush home to see my parents. 我们这个时候就这样, will you excuse me from the meeting? 记住那个就是跟 from并用的啊, 第一个,
we should also point out, excuse me for interrupting,
yeah,
but excuse is the verb, excuse, same word, 破音字, 大名字来用念, excuse. I'm tired of your excuses.
You should
excuse yourself.
不错, 动词呢, excuse, 这是字的音, 但名词, excuse, 所以这个是小的, no excuses, 老师常说, 不要给我解释, 我不听你的这个解释了, 借口, 等等。 但另外呢, 大家可以看到最后一段的, 第四行, 有个用得很好, human relationships have been worn thin, 被磨损得很薄了, 这变得很淡薄的意思, just they are not as close to one another as before. 以前的时候大家彼此之间关系密切, 但现在呢就是关系变淡薄了, 就可以用to be worn thin 这样用法。 另外呢, 就是倒数第四行啊, 那么一开头, they cost nothing, 他们不花钱, 那不是多好啊。 可是在这里的 cost nothing 是我们想起一个很好的用法, 我们就人你要尽量要有礼貌, you cannot be too courteous, 你再礼貌也不为过, 常常英文有句话, 中文这么说, 礼多人不怪, 啊, 就是你即使很多很多礼貌, 你这个人呢, 不是说看看非常奇怪, 英文有句话叫 courtesy costs nothing, 就是礼貌是不花钱的, 所以这个谚语很棒, courtesy 它是这样拼的,
C-O-U-R-T-E-S-Y, 它的形容词 courteous, C-O-U-R-T-E-O-U-S, courteous.
但最后呢也是同一行啊, 这是第四行, 倒数第四行, a wealth of, 就是许多的, 常常讲说, he has a wealth of knowledge, 他有好多的知识, 也用 a wealth of, 或者放不可数的名词。 好,这是有关最后这一段的重要的讲解。
And now let's return to the beginning for our final rereading. Again, we welcome you to just listen now rather than read in order to improve your listening comprehension. Unit 38, Learning How to Apologize. What are the hardest words to pronounce in English? It seems that I'm sorry are the two most difficult words for most people to say. Perhaps this difficulty lies in the so-called losing of face. When a person apologizes, he lowers himself before another. Yet, no one is perfect. Everyone makes mistakes. After making a mistake, people should apologize to set things straight with others. Two phrases in English often confuse non-native users of this language. These phrases are, I'm sorry, and excuse me. The latter is used to ask for information, as in, excuse me, but do you have the time? Or, excuse me, can you tell me whether there is a post office near here? Excuse me is also used when it is necessary to disturb others, as when one person interrupts two others speaking. Excuse me for interrupting, but I have to leave now. Another example of the proper usage of this phrase is when, as a stranger, you want to point something out of benefit to some, as believing out of, unabuse me, in crowded elevators, stores, or lines, when a person needs to get through or get out. Excuse me, but this is my floor, is a very handy phrase to learn when in crowded elevators. In all these cases, pardon me may also be used. However, it is more often used in British than in American English. When is I'm sorry used? For more serious incidents. Stepping on someone's toes on a crowded bus, though not intentional, should elicit an immediate I'm sorry. Bumping into someone, even on a crowded street, where it is difficult not to, also calls for I'm sorry. Careless or late work in school or in the office requires our apology to teachers, colleagues, or employers. Being late for meetings or dates needs both an apology and often either a reason for the tardiness or an explanation of what course of action will be taken to eliminate any future possibility of recurrence. No one likes to be wronged, intentionally or otherwise. Saying I'm sorry can go a long way towards rectifying an awkward situation. Even more importantly, saying "I'm sorry" is necessary when intentional harm has been done. The borrowing of an item without first informing the owner, who later discovers the theft, can be quite embarrassing. A simple but sincere "I'm sorry" might repair the damage done. Careless comments or insults which offend others may be ameliorated with that simple phrase, though sincerity in voice and gesture make all the difference. Similarly, young lovers, often exasperated in unrequited love, may purposefully hurt each other, only later to profoundly regret what they had done. At these times, a heartfelt "I'm sorry" may redress the pain of the one inflicted by love's arrows. Even better, "please forgive me" may be used, as it is considered a stronger expression of remorse. Learning to apologize in another language does not excuse speakers from practicing the same good manners in their mother tongue. So many people lament the coldness of modern society. Human relationships have been worn thin from constant urban pressures. Part of this problem seems to be that people no longer use such simple words as "please," "thank you," and "I'm sorry." They cost nothing, but can bring a wealth of pleasure or relief to those who hear them. They require little effort, yet these few syllables can enliven someone else's day. So, why not use them whenever possible?
我们还有最后一点时间，请Bruce呢给我们大家说一点鼓励的话。
Okay, well, we've had 38 units here for you in this book. We wish there were more to help you with your English study. If we can be of any service to you in any way, just let us know. Good luck with your future English study. We feel it's important and helpful to you, and we've really enjoyed doing this program. We hope to see you again. Bye-bye.
再见。
赖世雄讲美国英语丛书教材已由长春出版社出版，包括精准美国英语音标发音指南书10元，讲课磁带2盘18元，初级美国英语教程入门篇，书20元，课文朗读带3盘26元，讲课磁带32盘228元。 MP3 光盘3张 80元， 优惠价 60元。 初级美国英语教程， 书40元， 课文朗读带6盘 54元， 讲课磁带 80盘 560元， MP3 光盘 7张 160元， 优惠价 120元。 中级美国英语教程， 书42元， 课文朗读带6盘 54元， 讲课磁带77盘540元， MP3 光盘7张160元， 优惠价120元。 高级美国英语教程， 书20元， 课文朗读带4盘36元， 讲课磁带19盘148元， MP3 光盘2张50元， 优惠价40元。 以上定价均含邮资， 欢迎选购。 邮购地址： 大连外国语学院888号信箱， 江丽收。 邮政编码 116002。 咨询电话 0411-280-5384。